Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blessed greetings, nomads. Schleppy, what's going on?
All is well, man. All is well. Give him thanks.
Respect, man. It's great to have you here on Bob Radio Kingston Vibes, right here on 949 HD2. So listen to what happened here, guys. Sheldon came from Jamaica, and they got his band together. He put an amazing record together with Sly and Robbie. They came and played California. The Nomads came from Jamaica last year to Sierra Nevada. They impressed so much that the festival organizer took you on as management. Is that correct?
Kind of. Warren Smith has been extremely good to us, and he has been lobbying for us in the region.
Okay.
And he has been actively searching for an agency for us.
Okay.
And so on. But so he has been like a mentor and a guide for us in the region. And who better to have than someone like Warren Smith in your corner, you know?
For sure,
so
for sure.
We're very happy for that.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. I've been working with Warren for a very long time. So now, Warren let me know, because I was talking to him about you guys a little bit, that you guys all met in theater school. Is that right?
Yes, in Jamaica. We attended Kingston College in Jamaica. That's a high school known as Kingston College. And we were all participants in the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission. It's an annual festival of the performing arts. We would present our pieces in dub poetry, standard English, sonnet, psalm, and Shakespeare, acting, music, drumming, all of the above, and also literary arts. So we would practice our craft for all throughout high school, years after years after years, until we owned our craft. And now we decided after leaving school that we loved it so much that we would just keep doing it, you know? And I guess we decided to create and make it our lifestyle, make it our venture, our career, you know? So this is what we do. We go around, we create music, and we share exciting entertainment, edutainment, as in education through entertainment, share Jamaican culture and they, with everyone that we meet. And that has been our mantra pretty much going forward.
Very, 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 very cool. So you guys won the award, the top award, 4 years in a row? Four years in a row.
I think it's one of those numbers. Yes, we won that award in Jamaica in the festival, as well as we won the most prestigious award and a young person under the age of 25 could win in the country. We won the Prime Minister's Youth Award for excellence in arts and culture individually. So each of us won that award individually.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Well, I've seen the band. The band is great. The music is great. So can you tell us a little bit about how you began working with Sly and Robbie?
Oh, I just got off the phone with Uncle Sly, and I was just talking to him about a rhythm, a new rhythm he sent me. You guys are going to love this one. It's called Makafat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like Kumina mixed with a little bit of dancehall. So it has that movement in your hips. You just want to move when you hear it, you know?
Mad.
It's amazing, man. So what happened was, with Sly, we were at a turning point in our music career. We wanted to do some work with a producer, but not just any producer. We wanted a producer with weight, because we were just doing the work on our own for years, just doing our own live music, touring Jamaica with our live band. Way before, from 2007, we've been playing, you know, with our live band from Jamaica and so on. So we grew to record in Tuff Gong, by just record our first live album, We did the Breadfruit is the New Bread Baby campaign. That was a live theater musical production we did.
Okay.
And then we wanted an album that would represent the music properly. So O'Neill, the guitarist, and the beautiful voice you hear on Romance, mm-hmm. he went to a woman. She used to work with him as a road manager. Her name is June. And he expressed to her that we needed a producer to work with. And she said, you know who would fit you guys? Sly and Robbie. And she called Sly. And Sly said, yeah, I know, no, Madge, man. They're wicked. They've been doing a lot of things. Can they do reggae? You know what I mean? And we said, what do you mean? So O'Neill went to visit Sly with his guitar, him and Uppy, our drummer.
Okay.
So both of them, they went to visit Sly. And he sang Romance of Sly and played the guitar. And Sly heard it and fell in love with the song. And then
wicked.
He sang another song. And then Sly said, yeah, man, get the others. And we went to the studio. And Sly wanted to do a single. And then we did a single. And then he loved the single so much. And he heard the repertoire that we had. And he said, okay, let's do an EP. So we did one, four other tracks. So we had five tracks now. And he heard the EP. And he's like, you guys have any more? And we say, yeah, man. And he said, okay, let's do eight tracks. Let's do a showcase. So we did eight tracks, and that was a showcase. And then he heard the showcase, and he said, why start a showcase? Let's do an album. And that was the album. That's how organic it was, man. It was really organic, and it was a magical moment in our lives and a beautiful moment, one that we'll never, ever forget, working with the legendary Sly and Robbie.
Yeah,
amazing.
Those guys are super amazing, super nice guys, too, over 200,000 rhythms. The record is great. The song I love the most on the record is Shatas. Shatas is a song.
It's a crowd favorite. Everyone loves it, everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And they love the video as well. The video is we directed the video. We wrote the treatment and directed our... Because we're in theater.
Yeah.
Our theater background allows us to write a lot of scripts and do acting and so on.
Yeah.
So we have treatment for all our songs, you know, for visuals. So eventually we will share that with you as soon as we can tie in the right budget to do all the videos, you know. We will share some good visuals with you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it, man. I wish I could go on and on and on and talk to you all afternoon, but we're going to have to wrap it up a little bit here. But you also do a dub poetry. You released a dub poetry book.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's called In the Morning, Ya. I did that one when 2014 I released it. September 2014. I released it in Amsterdam at a pre-release festival. The festival was called Read My World. And then I did another release in 2015 in Jamaica. And now I'm kind of touring it, doing live readings all across. It's a book of 52 dub poems. Five of them were written by my dad. And the book has art in it from about five Edna Manley graduates.
Wow.
And my grandfather as well. He contributed a piece of art. He's 94.
Oh, that's super awesome, man. That's great.
It's such a beautiful thing, you know, to have everyone working together and doing great work, you know?
Definitely.
And the book is available on Amazon if anyone is interested. It's In the Morning, Ya, Sheldon Shepherd, and it's available on print on demand, Amazon. It's a piece of art, so you should try to get a hard copy and just hold it in your hands and turn the pages, see the artwork for what they really are, and yeah, it's a family piece.
Wicked, 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 wicked. So you got a couple albums called The Trod Live that was released in 2010, and then your latest thing, Sly and Robbie Presents Nomads.
Yes.
Well, Sheldon, it's awesome to have you here, Schleppy, and it's an honor and a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure, man. Pleasure is all mine. I will, when that Maca Fat is ready, and by the way, we have two new singles about to release. One is called Promises, and the other is called Breadfruit and Banana.
Okay. I think Justine just sent me Promises, so why don't you give that tune an intro right now?
Okay. Well, this song, Promises, well, you know what's happening in the world today. And we're tired of hearing all about the political issues. So we don't want any more promises, you know? Tired of hearing the promises again. We'd rather take a chance than lions then. Nomads, Promises. Get it. Respect.
Boom. All right, brother. We'll see you soon, man.
Yes, man.
Respect, Shelly.
All right, blessings. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, no problem.
It just doesn't feel like summer without an ice-cold Coca-Cola in your hand. Stop by your local convenience store today and grab a 20-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola or Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Or pick up even more delicious refreshment with a 20-ounce bottle of Diet Coke, Sprite, or Fanta. So no matter how you soak in that summer sun, at home or on the go, grab an ice-cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.